Welcome back to the Curiously Intrigued Kids podcast. I'm your host, Devin Hardy. Today, we're digging up fossils again, but before we do, a quick word about our podcast. While I know dinosaurs are incredible, so are the other creatures and things we talk about. So I encourage you to head back if you haven't already and listen to our other episodes that aren't about our prehistoric friends. I know I was blown away by some of the facts I learned about so far.
Me too! I learned a lot I didn't know. It's been pretty cool.
Thanks, Ivan. But I haven't got a chance to introduce you yet. Welcome back to my little brother, Ivan. Thanks for joining me as my co-host again.
Thank you for having me. What do you call a cross between a dinosaur and a pig?
I don't know.
Jurassic Park.
Nice joke. While we are talking about another dinosaur today, we aren't talking about one from the Jurassic period. Today, we're going to learn about the Baryonyx, which is actually from the early Cretaceous period, which is about 130 to 125 million years ago.
So what is the Baryonyx?
Well, do you remember Rudy from the Ice Age movie?
Yes, actually.
He's actually supposed to be an albino Baryonyx. For anyone who's like, Roo-hoo, and doesn't know what I'm talking about, I'll explain. A Baryonyx has a face that resembles a crocodile, and it stands on its two back legs, kind of like a T-Rex.
Was it as big as a T-Rex?
No. The Baryonyx was smaller than a T-Rex. It was estimated to have been 7.5 meters to 10 meters, or around 25 to 33 feet long.
Mom? What is that in Devon's?
Oh, no. Not again.
Ivan, I'm glad you asked. Remember, Devon is around 5 feet, so that's about 5 to 6.5 Devons.
Oh wow, that's still pretty long.
Yeah, they're around 2.5 meters or 8.2 feet tall.
Long?
Ugh!
This one's actually going to be easier to measure in Ivan's.
Phew.
Since Ivan is a little over 4 feet, that's just about 2 Ivans.
Wow.
Yep, they only weighed 1.2 to 1.9 tons, or 2,400 to 3,800 pounds, compared to the T-Rex, which we learned weighed around 11,000 to 15,000 pounds.
Ooh, that's about 26 to 41 Devons in weight.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. It's about the weight of a female hippo.
Where does Baryonyx get his food?
Well, then...
At the dino store!
Oh, I actually thought that was a question. I didn't realize it was a joke. But since we're talking about food, paleontologists believe Baryonyx used to crouch on the riverbanks or wade in the water to catch fish. Baryonyx mostly ate fish, but in one fossil, they found a partially digested young iguanodon.
What's the iguanodon?
The iguanodon is a plant eater with dinosaur with a big thumb, which is actually just a really big claw.
How did they catch fish?
Paleontologists think that they hooked the fish with their large claw, which was around 31 centimeters or 12 inches long. That's actually how they got their name. The name Baryonyx is Greek for heavy claw.
So it must be related to the Velociraptor.
Oh, you would think that because of the claw, but the Baryonyx is actually related to the Spinosaurus. They're both in the family Spinosauridae.
Oh, interesting. Can you tell me more how they ate?
Certainly. The Baryonyx had almost twice as many teeth as the T-Rex, around 96 of them. But they weren't the size of bananas. They had a lot of small, finely serrated teeth, some around the size of a dime. Their jaw was also designed in the way so once something came in, there was no way for it to escape.
Dun dun dun. How strong was its bite?
Great question. Their bite force was 11,100 newtons, which, remember, is a unit to explain force, and humans only have 300 newtons of bite force.
Where do they used to live?
They have been found in England, Spain, Africa, and the United Kingdom, but they mostly live in subtropical rivers or beaches.
When was the first fossil found?
Great question. Baryonyx was discovered in 1983 by an amateur fossil hunter named William J. Walker. He was exploring a quarry in Surrey, England, when he came across a fossilized claw he thought belonged to a dinosaur, and upon further investigation, he found several more bones, including a partial skeleton. The Baryonyx full name is actually Baryonyx walkeri, after its original finder.
What's a quarry?
Oh, that's a large pit which stone and other things have been extracted.
How long did they live for?
Paleontologists believe that they may have lived for around 20 to 25 years.
What makes more noise than a dinosaur?
What?
Two dinosaurs! Did Baryonyx live together?
Due to its size and predator status, it most likely lived alone. But paleontologists think they might have nested and sometimes hunted together due to fossils being found together in the same fossil bed.
Did they lay eggs?
Good question, but paleontologists aren't sure yet if they laid eggs like other theropods, but it's also possible they gave live birth like some crocodilians today.
What's a theropod?
Oh, theropods are a group of dinosaurs put together due to having hollow bones and three-toed limbs.
What are three-toed limbs?
It's like they have three fingers on their hands and feet.
Huh, that's weird. How fast was a Baryonyx?
Well, the exact speed is still unknown, but they think it was a fast dinosaur. It was thought to have good speed on land, but even better speed in the water.
Cool.
Yep. Well, I think that's all the facts I have for you today. Thank you again for joining me.
Thank you, Devin. Baryonyx sounds super cool and super scary. I'm glad he eats fish.
Definitely. Hopefully one day, I will get more answers on this amazing dinosaur. Thank you for listening to the Curiously Intrigued Kids podcast. I hope you'll listen to next Monday's episode. Since it's pollination time, we're going to be talking about our helpful little buzzy friends, bees. I hope you enjoy the podcast and learn something new. If you have any recommendations for me to explore, please email us at thecuriouslyintriguedkids@gmail.com. If I pick your suggestion, I'll make sure you get a shout out. Also, if you're listening to this in the future and the information is a little different, keep in mind, I try to find the most accurate facts at the time. But the fun thing about science is information is constantly changing as we learn new things. Thank you again for joining us. Until next week, let's get curious.